This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome in a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Tapped into the youngest in charge, Janelle Willingham. Taking you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call is 301-230-0980. Super producer Anthony Haney coming along for the ride as well. I would ask, how are you, Anthony? But I wouldn't be able to hear what you're saying. Anthony's now miming and speaking. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard, ever seen. A lot to get to. I will say this, just from the last 24 hours. Well, before we even get into anything real, hey, Mac, what the hell? Why do you treat your headphones? They're like folded up like a burrito. And maybe that's just me making food references because I'm a little hungry. But holy cow. I mean, I'm not going to bring it to the air because there's no need to bring it to the air, but you see the look on my face. I even said it walking into the studio today. I had the chance to talk to the other host here on the Burgundy and Gold today, the third of the Three Musketeers, if you want to call us that, the DOC, my OG, Rick Doc Walker. And just from talking to Doc, anything that you hear today, and if I sound unhinged and off base, it's because of Doc. And I can now hear my, these are beautiful. The both the ears work. This is tremendous. Anybody seen a pair of headphones? You holler at your boy. How are you, man? I can hear you now. We can hear you now. I guess the people could always hear you, but now you can't hear me.
AMAC says you're welcome.
I told him thank you multiple times. That's the problem with you privileged private school folks. Y'all think because y'all got a private education that y'all are better than us public school people. See, and that's what you get. You fast in the ass trying to talk too fast. Now we can't even hear you.
Where did I go to school?
I thought you didn't say that you went to Bishop McNamara?
No.
Oh, you went to Carroll?
Yeah.
Okay. We've had this conversation before. Anywho, how are you, Anthony? You all right?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome is my new word. You know, fantastic, that was last year's word.
Yeah, this year's word is awesome.
Awesome is this year's new word.
I think the show is going to be awesome. We got a lot to get to, including a Commander's injury report as we start each and every show with the fellas with a super tall task on their hands this weekend, having to play host to a angry Lions team. I don't like an angry Lion. It's one thing that I will say. Injury report is as follows. We'll give it to you here quickly. Jaden Daniels, DNP, left elbow. Terry McLaurin, DNP, quad. Trey Amos limited the last 2 days with his hip injury. You saw him exit the contest on Sunday night against Seattle. Quan Martin's got a hamstring. He did not practice yesterday. Practiced today in a limited capacity. Tyler Owens dealing with a hamstring and a neck. DNP yesterday, limited today. Colson Yankoff limited the last 2 days. Bill Merritt limited yesterday. Apparently he went and got dental work done. Probably got some grills. I'm assuming that's what that is. This ain't the time to be getting grills, Bill. I'll be honest with you. I ain't going to tell another brother how to spend his change, but this probably isn't the time to be getting grills. I'm just saying. Full participant today, though, was Bill Kroski, Mayor. Eddie Goldman has a concussion, apparently. He was limited Wednesday, full participant today. Jazon Newton limited yesterday with an ankle, full today. Tunsil, DNP yesterday with a hammy, full participant today. And then Bobby Wagner with his thumb injury, a full participant the last 2 days. We had a couple of guests that will stop by, as always. Our pal Ryan Fowler will stop by on the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll really have a 1,000-foot view of the Washington Commanders today. Because I was standing in the bullpen talking to Grant, Danny, and Ant, and all the other people that are around here, all the weirdos we work with. Kidding. I'm moving a little bit faster in my stages of grief than I think some others are. I'm not sad anymore. Sunday, I was sad. The video that went viral of me damn near coming to tears about Jaden Daniels' arm getting broken in half, pretty much. That was me in the sad phase of grieving. I'm now angry. Shocker. Linnell's angry. Yes, I am angry. In the 5 o'clock hour, you will find out why I am angry as we take a 1,000-foot view of the 2025 Washington Commanders, but it's deeper than that. I want to take a look. We know where we are right now. Terrible. T-R-B-L, terrible. We know where we are right now. I'm wondering where we're going. I'm wondering what's next. I'm wondering, well, when do the good times come back? Because last year, I tell it to y'all every chance I get, last year was the most fun I've ever had watching professional sports. Basketball, football, hockey, baseball. I even love WWE. I consider that a professional sport. I've never had as much fun with pro sports as I did last year. And you can say I'm being a prisoner of the moment. You can say that I'm being reactionary. It feels like we're a long ways away from getting back there. That's just my thought. We'll expound more upon that in the 5 o'clock hour when our pal Ryan Fowler joins us. We're also going to do this here in this opening hour. We have played 9 games. There are 17 games on the schedule, meaning we're at about the halfway point. What a better time. Is there a better time for some Commander mid-season superlatives? We'll give you biggest surprise, biggest disappointment, MVP, LVP. Not Linnell's most valuable player. The least valuable player. We're going to answer some hard-hitting questions here this afternoon. And then we'll wrap up the superlatives with the player you're most excited to see in the second half of the season, or what you're most excited to see in the second half of the season. So a loaded show. I do want to start here, though, because I believe it's a Thursday thing on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We know we love Coach Sheehan. Uncle Sheehan, as I like to call him. Steve Suter, color analyst for Maryland football, joins Kevin and does a film breakdown week in and week out. And this week in his film breakdown, he addressed what we spent the better part of 3 hours talking about yesterday, talking about the performance of one Jaden Daniels. Now, I haven't listened to it, but I'm seeing the commentary on social media. For whatever reason, and y'all are terrible for this, and mind you, take everything that I'm saying today with the overhang of I'm angry. Y'all sound ridiculous. And I love Steve Suter. And I'm not trying to dismiss or take away his credibility. I can't. He's done more in reverse than I've done going forward. Word to Doc Walker, right? He is, I believe, the all-time leading punt returner in the University of Maryland's history. Had 23 career catches at Maryland. I looked up his numbers. You're telling me that his opinion, and this is no shade to Steve Suter, I promise, and I hope Kevin's listening, or one of his sons is riding around, because you know the whole family rock with me, Slim. I know you know Kevin for a little while. The whole family rock with me. It's a Montgomery County thing. I don't know what it is. Kevin, I love you to death. Steve, I respect the hell out of you. I think your film breakdowns have been awesome. There was, based off of what I'm reading on Twitter, and maybe this is my fault for reading Twitter, there is a stark contrast from Steve Suter's evaluation versus Kurt Warner's evaluation of the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, from Sunday Night Football. Now, if you want to know about bread, who do you go to? You'll talk to a baker, right? If I want to know about housing, flipping houses, I'm going to a real estate agent. If I wanted to know about, you know, the immune system, my health, I go to a doctor. If I want to get skinny, would I go talk to Chris Russell? Probably not. If I want to hear about quarterback play, right, who's more valuable? Whose knowledge, whose perspective is more valuable on quarterback play? Steve Suter, a college punt returner, or Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winning NFL quarterback Kurt Warner? You all are ridiculous on social media. You will take whatever that drives your narrative in the direction that you want it, and you'll say anything. You all are ridiculous. And when I say you all, I'm talking about the folks on Twitter that act as if because you're critical of Jayden Daniels, you would think I was committing a war crime yesterday, the way that people were reacting to the Jayden Daniels commentary. So I wanted to open up with that because I'm seeing that Steve decided to dip his toe in the water. That's great for Steve. I listen to Steve. I respect Steve. Steve is great at his job. In this particular situation, though, if I am trying to get the best perspective on a quarterback, I wouldn't listen to a punt returner. I'm just saying, and I do not, and I want you to chime in on this, please, because I don't want to seem like I'm coming off being rude. You know I'm being, like, for real when I talk about, I respect Steve Suter. I respect Kevin, obviously. Do you pick up what I'm putting down here? Do you see? I know you haven't read it because you're above it. That's what happens when you're the pride of Syracuse University. You don't engage in certain conversations. But the convo right now on Twitter is everyone is omitting, totally putting aside what Kurt Warner said and going with Steve Suter's analysis because it fits their narrative. He was less critical of the quarterback.
Yeah, now I hear what you're saying. And to be honest, I probably would side with you. I would, you know, view Kurt Warner as the more credible source. Not to say, you know, Suter isn't, you know, accurate in his
not
assessment.
At all. We're not saying that at all.
Yeah, but I think upon what I saw from Kurt Warner anyway, this dude had a 33 minutes breakdown
on
of
just
literally
Jayden.
play by play of, you know, reads that Jayden was missing. And again, like, this wasn't just one game. It's sort of kind of been out throughout the entire season. And I think it's just hard for people in this area to, like, really accept it or, you know, just call a spade. Like, he struggled this year.
Point blank.
And if you don't want to say he struggled this year, then they need to, you know, take that wool over your eyes and do something with it.
If you think that Jayden Daniels this year was the same quarterback he was last year, I got a bottle of Lipton green tea, citrus iced tea that I got. You give me $1 million, you can have it. Pretty much. That's how foolish some of you are. But we're going to talk about Jayden Daniels. We're going to talk about the big picture operation here in the nation's capital as we roll throughout the show. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll go around the NFL as well. 6 o'clock hour, our pal Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus, going to help us take a look ahead at week number 10 in the National Football League. We're already here. Crazy that we're already here. Thursday Night Football kicks off tonight and kicks off week number 10. A little AFC West matchup, Raiders and Broncos from Denver. We'll get you our picks on that as we roll throughout the show as well. When we come back, though, we haven't talked much about the Detroit Lions game. Will they be competitive this week? How important is it for them to compete? We'll touch on that next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just getting rolling. You're on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. We will take you up to 7 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, I want to look at the Washington Commanders from a 1,000-foot view. In the 5 o'clock hour, I want to look at the Washington Commanders from a 1,000-foot view. Because me and Ant were having a conversation this morning. We had several conversations this morning. That's how we put the show together. And I'll just say this to tease the conversation coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. As I continue to say, the biggest problem to me and the biggest issue, my biggest concern, I guess, moving forward, is the state of this roster. That's all I'll give you. Make sure you're hanging around at 5 o'clock to hear the rest. Now, we do have a game this week. I know no one feels like it. I know it feels like the season is over. I know it feels like, you know, that there isn't a game coming up on Sunday, but there is. Washington will play host to the Detroit Lions. And right now, the Detroit Lions are 8.5-point favorites via FanDuel. They're coming off a loss at home against their division rival in the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, I'll open up the show with saying I'm a little angry. You know who I know is angry? The Detroit Lions. Hurt. Embarrassed, maybe. They lost to J.J. McCarthy this past weekend at home. And if you don't think that team is coming into Northwest Stadium Sunday with their hair on fire trying to embarrass you, then maybe we're just looking at things totally different. And that's okay. I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world. But I do know this. And we gave you the numbers yesterday during the show. So I will say this, right? Last 3 weeks, Washington has lost by 21 points or more. First team to do that in the 2020 since the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2020. What makes you believe that this weekend they're not going to lose by 21 or more points? I'm not asking that question to be a smartass. I'm not asking that question to get a chuckle out of you. I'm asking that question because I want answers. 301-230-0980. We haven't talked much about Detroit. Will Washington, I don't even care. Normally we scout the opponent, right? Normally we try to really give you a deep dive into what they want to do offensively, what they want to do defensively. We get into the numbers. The hell with the numbers. My eyes are the numbers this week. My eyes tell me that these are two teams going in totally opposite directions. There is a sense of urgency, even in losses, that I see the Lions play with. Washington is yet to do that. You have been totally non-competitive in four out of your nine games. Not even close. Not even looking like you belong in the same arena against Green Bay, against Dallas, against Kansas City, and against Seattle. When does it stop? That's where I'm at right now. When does it stop? Will they be competitive this week? And here's the thing. We've even adjusted our expectations, or at least I have. And I don't know about you. I'm not even looking for a victory at this point. I want you to compete. I want you to look like you belong. I know we're hurt. I know we're dealing with injuries. But that shouldn't stop you from competing. It just shouldn't. And I'm at a point right now where I ask the question of, well, how important is it for this group to compete? I think it's everything going into Sunday. It's all I care about. They got to compete. They got to compete. Because let me tell you this. I've been a part of losing-ass programs. I just got a text today from my head coach at Magruder High School, Ray Fowle. And it was from Time Hop. I don't know if you all know what Time Hop is. It's this little app that takes pictures in your phone and they do anniversaries. On this day, 11 years ago, we took our final team photo. The seniors did at Magruder High School. And that was his first team there. I lost games 55-0. I've lost games 63-0. I went to a Division III college where everyone hated the coach and we sucked. So I know what it's like to lose. Meaning I know what it's like to watch a locker room, or to watch a coach rather, lose a locker room. That is what Dan Quinn, in my opinion, is in jeopardy of doing if they don't compete. Because at what point, and I already know the way the locker room works, and this is in every locker room, so don't think I'm just talking trash about the Commanders' locker room. There are cliques in every locker room, on every team. We're at a point right now where the cliques are going to start looking at each other like, hey, man, is it my fault? Is it your fault? Whose fault is it? It's inevitable. And I know they've built a strong culture there. I know based off of what we saw last year in the togetherness, in the camaraderie, it was so important to them that they didn't bring back some of the biggest pieces of their togetherness, i.e. Alameda Zacchaeus. That's how important the culture was to them. I'm at a point now where I'm questioning your culture. I don't care how many injuries you suffer. You're telling me we're the worst team of the 2020s to this point? That's what the numbers say, based off of this losing streak that you're on. Are you telling me the 2025 Washington Commanders are the worst team of the 2020s? I'm not buying that. For as bad as the roster is, I'm not buying that. Something's got to give. There is a disconnect. And we're going to hear from the coordinators, as we do each and every Thursday. Because I thought, once again, Joe Witt at the podium, who everyone loves to hate, was very forthcoming and very honest. And there are some big-time changes coming this week when it comes to the defensive coordinator of your Washington Commanders. But my question is this. Do you fear Dan Quinn losing the locker room if they get blown out again? And then more importantly, and this is me talking to you all at 301-230-0980, what would your reaction be if they get blown out again? And I'm telling you what, I'm a competitor. I want to compete in everything. I'm going to have the best show. I want to have the best looking women. I want to have the best looking crib. I like to compete. I compete in everything. I can't stand watching a non-competitive outfit that I waste my time on. Because if they're not going to compete, we might as well fast forward to February when it matters. Because that's the next point in this rebuild that matters this offseason. Because if you want to be real and keep it 100, 8 more than 92, the rest of the way doesn't matter. It does. Obviously, I'm, you know, speaking of hyperbole when I say that, because there are plenty of things to watch down the stretch, whether or not they're competitive or not, the youngins, so on and so forth. But we're at a point right now to me where competing is the number one objective for me. Even if you lose by two possessions, lose by 10, you backdoor cover. We're getting our ass whipped. the last 3 weeks in 4 out of the first 9. And I don't know what you all are built of and made of. I'm not okay with it. I know the guys in that locker room aren't okay with it. My question is this, and this is hard. This is us speculating. Do you fear Dan Quinn losing that locker room? I will say this. I think when you have a Bobby Wagner, when you have a Zach Ertz, when you have the veterans that are on this football team, I think it makes keeping the locker room together a little bit easier. I believe that. And I think the way that these guys like each other, I think will help keep this locker room together. But damn, when the same thing is happening over and over and over again, and it's the same culprits, specifically on the defensive side of the football. See, this is what happens when we transform to Patriots East. We don't really get a total inside scoop of what's going on in the building, how people feel in the building. I would pay to know what player went to Joe Witt and said, "Hey, bro, we want you on the field, bro. We need you on the field." I would pay to know who it was. And why did it take 10 weeks for it to happen? But we're at a point right now where, we can break down the Lions and their struggles on third down. We can break down the Lions and, you know, what happened to them last week and why Jared Goff is struggling versus pressure. But that, to me, is not even where I'm at right now. We got to focus on us. And I think that's the same message being echoed in that locker room over in Ashburn. We got to worry about us. What are we doing to make sure we compete week in and week out? That's the question here. 301-230-0980. Do you fear Dan Quinn losing the locker room if they get blown out this Sunday against Detroit? And what would your reaction be to a third, fourth consecutive blowout? 301-230-0980 is the number. If you got some calls, we'll take them. I want Anthony to chime in on this as well. And then we'll get into our Commanders midway superlatives. 9 up, 9 down. In this 4 o'clock hour, I'll give you the biggest surprise, biggest disappointment, my MVP, my LVP, the least valuable player, and then what I'm most excited to see in the second half of the season. Loaded show continues next here on the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number. Here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up the 7 o'clock in the 5 o'clock hour. About Ryan Fowler going to join the program as we take a big picture look at this Washington Commanders organization. How sad is it that we're already looking towards the future in week 10 of the second year of the regime? I know. And look, I started off the show today being brutally honest, because that's all I know how to be. That's all I know how to do. There are different stages and phases of grief. I am moving a little bit faster maybe than some others because I am quickly getting to the point of, well, let's figure out why. I'm past the sad part, right? I'm past the, you know, being overly emotional about it. I want to know why this group in 4 out of 9 games this year have look like they don't belong in the same arena as the other team they were playing. And my question is this. One, what would your reaction be to another blowout coming up on Sunday? You've been blown out in 3 consecutive games. Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle. What would a 4th straight blowout do to you as a fan? And then what impact do you think it has on this Commanders locker room? I personally think the locker room conversation, interesting, yes, but I will say this. I believe, and maybe I'm crazy for it, I do believe in the leader that Dan Quinn is, 110%. And I think those guys in that locker room will continue to fight for him because we've seen no signs of it to this point. They have played all 4 quarters. We're not seeing, look, when Riverboat was here, Riverboat and the Marty Party, we watched that group quit on Ron Rivera in several instances. I haven't seen that from Dan Quinn's bunch. I don't expect to see it from Dan Quinn's bunch. But what type of impact do you think losing by 20-plus points in three consecutive games, what type of impact do you think that is having on the locker room right now? Is there any chance that Dan Quinn loses this locker room? My answer to that question is no. Here is Dan Quinn speaking earlier about how he keeps this locker room in check, how he keeps everybody on board.
Yeah, I think that's when you got to lean in the hardest, Deshaun. During the best of spaces, that's when standards and things, you know, are pretty easy to follow. It's in the hardest spaces that you're able to lean in on it. And we're fortunate about the group that is here, what they stand for. And, being in the team meeting today, it's hard, man. But we're also the ones that got into it, and we're the same ones going to get out of it. And you got to own all of it, man. And that's really where we start. Like, you own it. This is not a spot to, you know, place blame. It's a spot of, you know, how to fix it. And so that's what we lean in on the hardest. And, yeah, we know we're capable of doing that. But it just, man, you just dig in one at a time, man. As cliche as it sounds, you just absolutely go for it for the next moment in the next game.
And because there are guys in this locker room, as I mentioned, like Von Miller and Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner, I think they are super invaluable during stretches of play like this. Because they've, at one point or another, you play long enough in this league, you're going to get your ass whipped. Zach Ertz has been there before. Von Miller's been there before. Right? Bobby's been there before. So those guys, to me, are invaluable during this period of time. But what Dan Quinn said is 100% right. It's not coach speak. It's not cliche. It's not the time to finger point. I don't think that's happening. But when you continue to have the coverage bust in the secondary the way that you do, it's really hard to not finger point. It may not be coming out publicly that guys are finger pointing, but I'd be willing to bet that there are some guys in that locker room looking at people sideways saying, hey, bruh, for 9 weeks you haven't done your job. For the better part of 9 weeks, you have been caught with your pants down, out of position. 301-230-0980, as a fan base, what would your reaction be to a fourth consecutive blowout? 301-230-0980. Rick is in North Carolina, wants to chime in. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's up, brother?
All right, man. Bringing it strong as usual. My reaction to a fourth straight blowout, Linnell, would be concern. It would be very concerning. Now, I know you just mentioned Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, veterans. But, Linnell, these guys are not going to be on the team next year, so I don't know how much are they going to be invested in trying to get these guys pumped up. Man, it's been 10 games, man. I don't even see it turning around. Now, if they get blown out by Detroit by 20 points, okay. And then we won't even count the Miami game. Whatever happens, happens. But if they lose on national TV again to Denver, well, they'll be on national TV Sunday. It's going to be telling. Now, people say, oh, I like Dan Quinn. He's a good motivator, good leader. Well, did he ever get offered another head coach job after he left Atlanta?
No, he went to Dallas. But I don't know his interest level throughout the cycle. I just know Washington.
He seems like a good person to me, but you know how things go, Linnell. I don't care what people say. The ownership, they're not going to stand for that. I don't care if it is his second year. You can't keep getting embarrassed. Now,
I mean,
come out and play Detroit and put up a fight.
I would say this, though. I would say this, Rick. How much leeway do you think last year bought this regime? I would say a lot.
I would say Dan Quinn last year. I think if things don't really improve, I think he'll get another year. But the big question is what's the connection between these coaches? Because I don't think Joe would be here next year. But I want to keep. You think Dan Quinn is happy with Cliff Kingsbury the way he's been calling games? I mean.
I think it'll all come out at some point, Rick, and I appreciate the call. I think it'll all come out at some point in terms of, you know, what DQ feels. But Rick brought up something, and this is a super duper, I know it's going to come across as a super duper controversial take. I can 110% see a scenario in which Joe Witt returns next year as a defensive coordinator. Now, I don't think, am I off base with that? I know, now one, they would have to improve down the stretch. I do think that is something that would have to be a part of that. But I don't think this is some foregone conclusion. I think Joe Witt is a good coach. I can even see a situation which in which his title has changed and he still stays on the staff. I think Joe Witt is a part of the solution here. I think Joe Witt is built the right way. I think they respect the hell out of him. He's not getting the desired results out of his side of the ball. But as I've said all year long, I don't know how much of that is on him.
It's been 2 years, though, where, you know, we've been deficient in some part of the defensive, you know, game plan. Last year was the rushing attack. This year it's the back end slash the rushing attack as well. But I think when I look at Joe Witt moving down to the field, the last time that happened here in D.C., Scott Turner moved down from the booth to the field. And guess what happened to him? He was gone by season's end. So I think this is literally the last resort for Joe Witt to, you know, go out there and, you know, try to save his job. Go down to the field, see if, you know, defensive changes happen. If not, then he's probably going to have to, like, be booted.
But my thing is this, dog. And we keep going back to this. They're blowing coverages out the wah-ziggity.
And he's in charge of that.
They've pared it down. They're simplifying it. It's his fault. They designed a coverage on Sunday night to double Jackson Smith and Jigba. And Mikey gets routed by a fifth-round rookie. That's not Joe Witt's fault. It's not. It's just not. So, like, I continue to go back to this idea of, and we're going to talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour, the grocery picker at some point has to get called to the front of the room. You can say it's too early because we're midway through the second year, but I mean, they don't have the talent on defense. They don't, in my opinion at least. And Joe Witt actually spoke about this today. The big difference in this year's defense and last year's defense, they were not giving up these explosives. They weren't busting coverages like this. They weren't. So that's the big issue to me. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your reaction, God forbid the Commanders get blown out for the fourth consecutive week coming up on Sunday Night Football, or excuse me, coming up on Sunday against Detroit. What would your reaction be to that? And I'm asking you all to speculate, and I know it's probably a dangerous thing to do. Do you fear Dan Quinn potentially losing this locker room if they get blown out again? Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark?
I think if they get blown out on Sunday by the Lions and Joe Witt is on the sidelines, he's probably going to lose his job. Mm-hmm. He may not lose it that week because you got to go to Madrid. But more than likely, it'll probably come at the bye. That's what I think is going to happen. But here's the problem with that. By Dan doing that, you better get someone who – you see, here's the problem, I think, with Dan. Dan got a young guy or a guy who's inexperienced to run the defense. Go get yourself a veteran. Get yourself a veteran that can run the defense. Well, you're not worried about him. He runs the defense. He knows what the hell you're doing. Okay, this defense has been bad for 2 years. Okay, whether we want to face it or not, the defense has been bad for 2 years. And Linnell, the offense hasn't been able to run the football for 2 years. So this is why I said to you yesterday, I could see both of them gone at the end of the year, both Cliff and Joe gone. But if you're going to bring someone in here, and this is extremely important for Jaden Daniels, I don't understand why when Adam Peters was hired, you bring in a defensive coach. Because you bring in a defensive coach, you got a quarterback that you're trying to groom. Okay, if you go get a young offensive coordinator, and he does well with Jaden, and he knows the Shanahan or Sean McVay system, then that coach is going to be gone. And this is why people say, and I agree with Grant on this, and Grant said he's been saying this for years, you always want to go get an offensive coach because if an offensive coach is here and you got a quarterback, you don't have to worry about anything being gone in the system. The problem I see with Dan right now is, I don't know whether people have recognized this, but I'm going to say it. Let's just get it out there. This is Riverboat Ron, Gen X version of Riverboat Ron. Riverboat Ron had a good year in 20, and then this year, and then he depreciated going down. The only difference is Riverboat Ron was doing everything.
He also didn't have a quarterback, Mark, is what I would say. 301-230-0980. When we come back, I want to get you some Commanders midseason superlatives. 9 up, 9 down, with a record of 3-6. Your biggest surprise, your biggest disappointment, your most valuable player, your least valuable player, and then what you're most excited to see in the second half of the season. That's next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, man. Hey, you're something, Slim. 301-230-0980 is the number.
This is a varsity level program, man.
It is. It is.
Trying to just hold you to a standard, that's all.
We keep you varsity 5 days a week, man. 301-230-0980. Did you just pull that one cut? You got that whole folder up? Because I do want to let you all continue to hear from Dan Quinn. This was cut number 11. What we were talking about, we're going to get into our Commander superlatives coming up here in a second. But what we were talking about, what we've been talking about here in this opening hour, what is your reaction? What would your reaction be to a fourth consecutive blowout? You were the first team since the 2020 Jaguars to lose three consecutive games by 21 or more points. If you lose four consecutive games by 21 or more points, as a fan, what would your reaction be? And then two, ask you to speculate here a little bit. Any concern about Dan Quinn losing the locker room? Now, I've already got out in front of it. I don't have any concerns about him losing the locker room because of who's in the locker room. Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, Tunsil. I think those guys have taken their lumps before. I think they will keep the professionalism at an all-time high no matter what is happening. But you have to wonder, will they be able to keep everybody in that professional mindset? It's DQ cut number 11. This is Dan Quinn on three straight losses by 21-plus points.
Yeah, it's difficult, Scott, for sure. And that's what, you know, talking to the team about today, you know, we're not staying on this trajectory, but it is where we are. And that's what the record is. And that's what the facts tell us. But I also know, like, we got a lot of smart, tough, you know, players, coaches to get together to fix that so that doesn't happen. Like I said, we got, you know, 6 days, you know, fun-ass NFC matchup here at home, and we've got to come up with better solutions, better things that we need to do to play at our best. So everybody's upset, frustrated, mad, like all the emotions that you would think. And how do we channel that, you know, to play better and to find things? Because what we're currently doing isn't hitting the marks. And so we don't want to stay doing that. So here's the adjustments and the changes that we'll make, whether that's personnel, moving around coaches, you know, like, honestly, we're like ready to dig in and find any answer that can take us to that spot.
And look, I think y'all are people readers just the way I am. You can tell he's frustrated when he's up there, man. And I get the, and I don't know if how y'all consume the pressers or if y'all hear it on the radio or if you are just plugged in with your earbuds. When you watch these pressers and you look at the facial expression of Dan Quinn, like, this is tough. This is a total night and day difference to anything they dealt with last year. A total night and day difference. So he's going through this in real time as well. He's not just talking out of his ass when he says, no one's happy. This isn't fun. I'm sure, because look, DQ Cosplay is a nice guy. I'm sure people are getting chewed the hell out behind those walls in Ashburn. Especially when you think about the major problem that they're having defensively. It's just guys not doing their job. Point blank. Guys aren't doing their job. And I hope to hell that they're being held accountable. I hope they are. Because he mentioned that they're going to dig in and look at every change possible. They have not made many personnel changes on this defense, despite them continuing to put forth a piss-poor effort week in and week out. They have made little to none in terms of, like, personnel moves, changes. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. We're going to push off our commander superlatives because I want to stick on this for a little bit more as we enter the 5 o'clock hour. 301-230-0980 is the number. What would your reaction be to a fourth consecutive blowout for Washington? And then as a fan, I ask you to speculate a little bit. Any inkling, any concern about the locker room not being on the same page if that happens during the streak? Russ is in Laurel. Wants to chime in. What's up, Russ?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate you.
My take on the fourth consecutive blowout loss, you know, this is a game of half of tenths of seconds. This is a game of just who's a little faster and things like that. I think what we're seeing here is that our guys are just slightly not as good as the people playing against them because we had such a phenomenal season last year. So they put us against the tough teams. They put us against some real competitors. And I feel like, you know, they talk about our team being just older. It's one of the oldest ones in the NFL. You know, I think that's what we're seeing here. So as far as lack of effort, I think people are trying.
I think they are, too.
Sean Lattimore, you know, but he's just not up to it. That's just really what it comes down to. This is a game of youth and speed. I want to make another point, too. You ever notice that Cliff Kingsbury never covers his mouth when he calls into plays? I'll just put that on the table. Thanks for taking my call.
Man. All right. Appreciate the call, as always. Top of the 5 o'clock hour coming your way on the other side of the break here on the Team 980. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. We'll continue to run through your calls. On the other side of the break, I want to ask the million-dollar question. How close are the Commanders to being a perennial playoff team in the NFC? We're going to take a 1,000-foot view at the Washington Commanders next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.